Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry, and today I'm coming again on our Blog Talk program called The Apostolic Voice. I don't think I've been on here for a few days now, and just want to talk one more time before next week about the COAP Congress and what we do and why we are so important. And not here with an angry voice, not here with a prideful elitist voice, but with a voice that is humbled that God will use us, and a voice that is in awe that God thought enough of us to call us to the kingdom for such a time as this. We don't take this lightly. We don't take it lightly that God called us to what we are today. And we are humbled. I don't know another way to say humbled by what God is doing through the Congress and through those who are members of the Congress. This year, registration has increased. We are still seeking for sponsors and people who would like to sponsor the Congress and participate in helping undergird all the expenses and all of that. We're still looking for sponsors. So if God lead on your heart to donate and be a blessing to the Congress, please go to our website, coab.org/donate, and make a donation, large or small. God bless you for what you do. COAP this year is going to be an interesting Congress because this year we have more international guests who are coming. God has expanded us, and we have people coming from Africa, from South Africa, from Nigeria. We have people coming from Europe, from Switzerland, to be a part of what God is doing here in the United States of America, in Atlanta, Georgia, at a conference being held in Decatur, in the city of Decatur, in the Atlanta metropolitan area, called the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. This is our third year. This is our third annual Congress. We started this institution, we conceived this institution in May of 2012 with a few other leaders. And who would know that when we had our first meeting in 2013, and we had people from New York, people from Georgia, people from South Carolina, and people from California come and be a part. Who knew what God was doing? Who knew? And since that time, that God will add other people to this institution and expand it to where it is today. COAB is not about, that's the acronym COAB, COAAB, the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. We are not trying to compete against any of the other people out there. I don't have the resources to even try to compete against anyone. All I can do is stay in my lane, the Congress, we can stay in our lane, and do what God has called us to do in this day and in this hour. I believe the Congress this year is going to be an awesome event. I don't know what God has planned for us when we come to Atlanta. I know what we have set out to do, but I just don't know yet. I honestly don't know, because last year the Lord met us in such a unique way. The Lord met us. The Lord worked wonders among us. Last year Congress was off the hook. It's hard to explain what happened to us and with us last year at the Congress. All I can tell you is that the Lord met us. The Lord met us in every session, from the opening night to Thursday session to the Thursday evening session. Hallelujah. Friday night, we didn't even get a chance to really have a business meeting. You know, we came in Friday night and we worshiped. We worshiped. I gave a word about the spider. Unique word. I have never preached on a spider before. And I talked about the uniqueness of a spider. and from scripture, and the Lord blessed us to the point where we was prophetic that night. The presence of God hit that place, and folk was laid out on the floor. It was awesome, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Then before we left that Friday evening session, we had officially elected those people who would be consecrated the following day as bishops in the Lord Church, and to be affirmed as apostles and acknowledge their affirmation and all of that, and prepare for the service on that Saturday. And we had a wonderful service, wonderful time of worship. The presence of God swept through that place. We marched in singing, "Holy, holy, holy, God in three persons, blessed Trinity." And God came in and blessed us, and we had the first part of the service. We sung the Lord's Prayer. We told God thank you in song. And as we sung "Thank You, Lord," I told God before we came into the session last year that with all the attacks that I had from the enemy, that I was going to give him a praise. I was going to give him a praise that was worthy of his name. And when I got to Coab last year, I promise you, I got my dance on. Promise you, the Lord met us, and I lifted him up as high as I could lift him up. I don't know about you today, but I'm excited about next week. I'm excited about what God is doing at the Congress. I'm excited. I am very excited about what God, we have been praying. We have been praying around the country. We've been praying around the world for this meeting. We've had people who have prayed about it in their services and in their at their churches. And we are looking for God to meet us like he has never met us before. We're not afraid of the enemy. We're not afraid of what the devil has tried to do. All we know, the Bible says, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. And so we are excited. I can't tell you how excited. I'm humbled and I'm excited about what God is going to do. Little by little, God has caused us to go through every hurdle that the enemy has set in front of us. Even now, as we prepare, there's some stuff that I'm looking for God to do between now and Sunday. I'm looking for God to really move, take care of some stuff and all this other stuff. But I promise you, there is still a praise in me that I need to give God this year at the Congress. Lord have mercy for all that he's done since the last Congress. And I don't know who you are today that's listening to me under the sound of my voice, but you need to meet us. You need to meet us and beat us in Atlanta, beat us to Atlanta, Georgia. Be there for our public opening service on Wednesday night as we have Apostle Johnny L. Clark come. He's the dean, the father of our Congress. He's going to lead us. He's going to preach to us that Wednesday night. And I don't know what he's going to preach, but I believe on Wednesday God is going to bless. Hallelujah be to God. God is going to bless. God is going to move like he's never moved before. God is going to show himself strong. God is going to show himself mighty among his people. And we're excited. We are excited about what God is going to do. We're going to worship Wednesday night. We're going to preach Wednesday night. We're going to shout and dance Wednesday night. We're going to prepare. We're going to get folks who registered at the last minute, get them registered on Wednesday. And we're going to have a glorious time. Glorious time, because if everybody comes that actually registered early, you know, if everybody comes, we're going to have a great crowd, a very great crowd. I promise you, God is in this. This is something that if I had to do it on my own, my brothers and sisters, I wouldn't have never did this. I promise you, because raising up a church and being bishop over a group of churches was hard enough. But doing something like the Congress, doing something like this when you have people who have specifically come at you and attack you, Every year, there's always been an attack. Every year, the enemy. But I'm like Paul. Hallelujah. Paul says that I'll stay right here in Ephesus. He said, why would I stay in Ephesus? He said, because there's a great and effectual door that God has opened for me. And I know that God has opened this door. That the word great and effectual door means a great door of opportunity. A great door of hope, a great door of opportunity. God has released me into a season of opportunity. And I know it's a season, it's a window of opportunity. Why? Because Paul said there are many adversities. And because the adversities has increased, I know the opportunity there is great. Hallelujah. And he said, I'll stay here in Ephesus. Because there's a great door, there's a great window that has been opened for me. There's a great window that has been opened for you. And I promise you, you need to join us in Atlanta. You need to join us September the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. As we worship, as we study, as we minister, we got people from all walks of life, male and female. We got young and old who are coming together to pour into each other, to worship together, to fellowship together. I promise you, if you listen, hopefully we get some people on our video this year, get them to talk about their experience at CoAb, because if folks, if I had some of them on the program right now, they would tell you about the love and the camaraderie that was felt there last year. There was no big eyes and little U's. We all loved each other. We all fellowship together. Hallelujah be to God. There was people taking up for each other, people who, when things didn't work right for some of them, they teamed up and nobody slept on the streets, and everybody ate, and everybody was able to participate together. Something about CoAb that is different. Something about when the people of God, who are really the people of God, come together. Because the Bible says where there's unity, there is strength. And last year, I'm just really still in awe at what God did for us last year. How God met us in every session. How God blessed us in a mighty way. And this year, we're looking for it to be no different. We're looking for this year to be, brothers and sisters, no different. We're looking for God to really show himself strong and show himself mighty among us at the Congress this year. At the Congress this year, we are looking for God to show himself strong and mighty. 3 years, and we have not canceled a meeting yet. 3 years. You know, sometimes when people don't get good attendance and good response, they have canceled their meetings. But CoAb, out of these first years, we have not canceled yet, because of poor response. We didn't let people who was slow about it, people talking about us and criticizing and ostracizing us, stop us from pressing forward with this Congress. We move forward anyhow. And God has favored us. God has blessed us. And we're here today as a living testimony to the goodness of God, to the mercies of God, to the awesomeness of God. And I challenge you to join us this year, because we're going to have an awesome time. Awesome time. There'll be a time we're going to officially have a time of registration starts at 6 o'clock. So we hopefully we're having people between 6 and 7. There'll be a time of fellowship in the church where we'll fellowship with each other. There'll people be downstairs in the fellowship hall registering for the Congress in the fellowship hall area. And then at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7, one of our apostles are going to be having a pre-service intercessory prayer time that will be going on in the sanctuary. And then at 7 o'clock sharp, we're going to open up our service in worship. It's going to be an awesome worship service. Awesome worship service. We're going to open up with a gathering of the community. And I don't know what the opening song is going to be, but we're going to have prayer. Then hopefully Bishop Williams would lead us and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Then we have someone read a scripture from the Gospel of John, and there will be the sign of peace. Then there will be worship from the praise team. Apostle Clark is going to do the message and altar ministry. Then we're going to have giving time. Then we're going to have Holy Communion. And then we're going to have the apostolic benediction from that service. And then we're going to have an awesome chapel service. We're going to open up our chapel service with a call to worship from our chaplain. He or somebody else will lead us in a time of prayer, scripture reading. I think it's Apostle Browder going to be doing the prayer during that morning. And then there's going to be a scripture reading. I think the chaplain will do the scripture reading. There'll be a congregational hymn. I'm going to lead us in a congregational hymn that morning. We're going to have a welcome and fellowship time. We're going to have a brief time from the worship team. Bishop Williams and the worship team are going to lead us. And some also singing that day. And then on a Thursday, we have, I believe, Apostle Collins who's going to speak. And on Friday morning for chapel, we have Apostle Browder, Lucinda Browder, is going to speak for us. So we have a male ministry and a female ministry. And then they're going to do the altar prayer, and then the chaplain will close with the grace at the end of that. And so that's going to last probably about 45 minutes, and we're going to have a great time, a great, great time in the Lord. I'm expecting God to move. I'm looking for God to move. I know God is up to something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be to God. I'm looking forward. I got a session that I'm going to be the main presenter for called the Fourfold Ministry. I know some of y'all used to call it the Fivefold Ministry, Fivefold. I'm not really trying to change the way you refer to. You can keep going calling it Fivefold. You want to? You want to call it Fourfold. In the book it says five in parentheses, Fourfold Ministry. And I'm going to deal with that. I'm not going to talk about everything that I have for it, but there's a few things I'm going to highlight that during that session. And hopefully we can get rid of some misinformation about the apostleship and also about the prophetic. And we're going to have an awesome, awesome, awesome time. Awesome time. We're going to do a little Greek and Hebrew study during that session as well. Then we're going to break for lunch, and then we're going to come back, and myself and another pastor, we're going to hit it, the homiletics course, the art of preaching. We're going to share from our own personal experience some keys to good preaching. You got to understand, preaching is something. Some people say, well, I don't need nobody to teach me how to preach because I got the Holy Ghost. But do you understand that, you know, anybody can pick up a gun and shoot it? But if you want to be a skilled marksman, you got to learn how to shoot it correctly. Anybody can pick up a Bible and talk about what they see in the Bible. But it takes a skilled laborer, and the Bible used that word, argotis in the Greek. It says, a workman in argotis that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. How can I be a skilled laborer when I don't want anybody to train me how to do it? And so the other thing is that argotis is not only translated as skilled laborer, but it's also translated as perpetrator. So we got a lot of folks perpetrating a fraud in the church. They're not skilled at what they're doing. And so we're going to talk about that and give them some insight on how to be a skilled laborer in presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah be to God. And not only that, but then we're going to have two classes that evening. One is called Episcopal Assistance. That's going to deal with the chaplain. It's going to deal with what y'all call, some of y'all call the adjutancy, but the bishop's chaplain and the bishop's masters of ceremonies. And it's going to also deal with some other offices in the church as well. Then we're going to do another class at the same time for those that are signed up. It calls church structure and legal. And then after that, we're going to dismiss at 4 o'clock. We'll have no evening service on Thursday. And they're going to be, I think, around about 7 o'clock that evening, we're going to have fellowship time. The ladies are going to have a place they're going to go to for their fellowship, and the guys are going to have a place they're going to go to for their fellowship time. And it's going to be about an hour or so. We're going to go with the guys. I know for sure we're supposed to be going bowling on that Thursday evening and all of that. And so that Friday, same thing, we're going to open with chapel. We're going to have a great time. The Lord, we expect the Lord to meet us again. And then we're going to have this. We're going to have two classes going on that morning. We have one in the fellowship hall that's called Midwives in Ministry for ladies only. And then we're going to have what we call the Ceremonial of Bishops, which is going to deal with bishops and apostles and the various ceremonies of the church that are what we call Episcopal ceremonies. But it's going to cover the pastoral ceremonies and the Episcopal ceremonies, as well as dealing with writing missives and what have you. It's going to be an awesome class. As well, we're going to also discuss some things that deal with how to correctly do your certificates and your seals and stuff like that. Hopefully, we'll be able to cover everything. But, you know, if we don't cover everything in this session, we got next year, part two, that we can continue next year and deal with some more things. There's only so much, you know, you can do in 90 minutes. And then we're going to go leave for lunch. And when we come back for lunch, we're going to have our general synod, our meeting, our congressional meeting. So those members and non-members alike, you're welcome to come to this congressional meeting. And we're going to actually induct some new members into the Congress. We have some apostles and some bishops and some bishop-elects to induct into the Congress. And we're going to have an awesome time. We're going to come after that class and we break. We're going to have a liturgy 3 class. This is part 3 to our liturgy session. You know, this is year 3. This is part 3. This is baptism and Holy Communion. I know baptism is a very contentious subject because people fight about what name do you baptize in? We're not going to fight about what's name, but we're going to talk about baptism. We're going to give you a historical background from Judaism to Christianity. We're going to talk about the various ways people have baptized in the history of the church. And then we're going to also focus on Holy Communion, because that's going to be the main focus, because I've had a lot of people ask me about how to do Holy Communion. And then we're also going to have a class on canon law, canons of Clements and Acts 15 Council. The focus of that class this year is going to be mainly the Acts 15 Council. And then, like I said, it says here it's 7:15, but between 7 and 7:15, we're going to start the worship that night with a Holy Communion and consecration of bishops and an affirmation of apostles. It's going to be a great time. You need to come. If you're in Atlanta, you need to come to be there that Friday night and also come back again that Saturday at 12 for the installation of the Archbishop. I'm inviting everyone. If you know me, if you don't know me, if you heard of the Congress, if you want to know what the Congress is about, come be in town on that Friday and on that Saturday and be a part of what God is doing with us and among us and through us. 12 noon, we have the closing liturgy of the word and the sacrament. Bishop Gruber is going to preach on that closing service, and he's going to preach. And before he preach, there's going to be an installation ceremony for the archbishopric. All of that is going to be, so that means you got to be at the service on time. Service starts at 12. You got to be there on time. I said again, you have to be there on time, because once the service starts, and after the, matter of fact, let me read it to you so you'll understand what's going on. So those of you that are coming in town, you'll be aware of what's going on. That service on Saturday starts at 12 noon. It will start, as all our services are going to be, a musical prelude and intercessory prayer. And then at 12 o'clock sharp, there will be a processional hymn song. And not everybody will process, everybody will process on Friday, but not everybody will process on Saturday. On Saturday, it will just be the leadership team of the Congress and any guests, bishops, and apostles that's going to be participating in the service, as well as then I'll come in last, and me and my chief adjutant will come in last. And then once we take our places, there will be an Episcopal greeting, there will be a prayer, and after the prayer, the investiture of the Archbishop will take place. There will be a reading of the Apostolic Mandate. There will be a showing of the mandate. There will be a prayer of institution. The symbols of office will be given. The pallium will be given and placed around my neck. And then there will be an enthronement. A member of the Apostolic Communion will enthrone me as Archbishop Metropolitan of that. And then a member of the Congress will do the same as Archbishop Primus of the Congress. And after that, and after a brief time of we will actually extend the peace of Christ to everybody. And everybody after the enthronement will greet each other in the name of Christ and fellowship with each other. After that, we'll have our congregational hymn, "Oh, Come, Let Us Adore Him." And praise God, Dad. And we're going to sing that to the glory of God the Father, and we're going to see what happens with the presence of God. There will be a scripture read from Matthew. There will be worship and praise from the praise team. Bishop Groove is going to preach. Then we're going to have offertory. Then we're going to close out with Holy Communion. And then after Holy Communion, there's going to be a time of prophetic impartation. We're going to have about 3 or 4 prophets that are going to go out throughout the audience and minister to the people that are there while worship is going on. And so there's going to be a time of prophetic impartation. It's going to either be, like I said, they're going to either go out throughout the audience, or they're going to be somebody say general word to everyone that's there. Then after that, I will come up and have the closing word, pronounce the Congress officially closed for 2016, and give the final apostolic benediction. And we're going to have an awesome time. We'll have an awesome, awesome, awesome time. In the last 4 or 5 minutes that I have, 2016 is coming up, and that's next year. And the Congress next year, the theme is so, the theme, you know, only God could have did this. Only God could have did this. The theme for the Congress next year is no more schisms. No more schisms. I say it one more time. The theme for the Congress next year is no more schism. Who would know that that particular theme would be so prophetic for us at the Congress? No more schism. We're going to talk about several things next year. We're going to, in the book, we got down that the first general session going to be the communion, the diocese, and the local church. I'm not sure if that's going to be the actually first session. We may do a session on the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation, or something to that nature. But we're going to, the first session is going to focus on the schism part of the theme. And then the second general session next year is going to be hermeneutics, the art of the interpretation of Scripture. And then session three is going to be ceremonial bishop three. And then next year, we're going to have a church history class. I don't know the exact material that we're going to cover next year. Then we're going to have a liturgy four class, hymnology and liturgy. I got someone who is a hymnologist, who loves the old hymns of the church, who is going to come next year and deal with hymnology and how hymns fit in the liturgy of the church. It's going to be a great class next year. We've got church structure and legal 2 next year, Episcopal assistance 2, midwives in ministry, and all that. Not only that, but next year, hopefully with this Congress session or either between now and December, we're going to have some new officers in place because next year we're going to put in place a conference coordinator for 2016 and a county executive for 2016, and we're going to fill some offices that have recently become vacant. And that's why we're like Jesus right now. We are actively looking for not only new members, but we're looking for people who have the skill and the virtue to do ministry, people who are about the kingdom of God and its righteousness. We're not looking for people who are about junk and people who are about stirring up mess and people who are not about the kingdom's business, because we are this year planning on implementing a lot of things this year. We got a school that we're getting ready to launch. We're going to launch it as a certificate-giving school first. And then from there, we're going to push forward and hopefully, eventually, because I got some people who really want to make this an accredited institution. So you never know what God is going to be up to and what God has planned. All we can do is just follow the will of God and go with him and do what he has commanded us to do and just watch him work. That's all we can do is watch him work. And in these last few seconds, I want to encourage you to join us this year at the Congress. I want to encourage you to, if you can't make it, and I know sometimes, you know, people can't make it. If you can't make it, I want to encourage you to give a donation. Go to our website, coaab.org, coaab.org. And I want you to go to that site, go to our donate page, and consider making a donation to the work that we do here at the Congress. We have a lot of things that we believe God has called us to do. And, you know, when you have a vision that only you can do, then it's not a vision from God. But when you have a vision that is beyond you, and it takes a miracle to do, and it takes God to do, that's a God-given vision. And we have something that we believe God has called us to do, not just me by myself, but me and the whole team at the Congress. We believe we have a great vision, and I'm believing God, that God will move on the heart of several of you that are listening to this program to make a donation to the Congress to help push us to where we need to be between now and next week. And until we see you in Atlanta, God bless you. My name is Bishop Thomas Henry, and you have been listening to The Apostolic Voice. God bless you. You have a great and wonderful day.